In an effort to pull the United States out of the Great Depression of the 1930s, President Franklin Roosevelt's so-called New Deal administration created a bevy of government agencies designed to help Americans regain and maintain their economic footing. The New Deal produced the Social Security system, farm subsidies, and jobs for struggling workers who cleared forests, built highways, wrote guidebooks to the states, photographed rural families in dust-blown towns, and created public works of art across the nation. Roosevelt picked Columbia University economics professor Rexford Tugwell to lead a radical new agency called the Resettlement Administration. The RA moved struggling families into new utopian communities, planned and built by the federal government, ringed by woodlands, and laced with parks, cooperative gardens, and swimming pools. The government noted that dirty U.S. cities had become a hodgepodge of towering offices, mansions, slums, warehouses, hot dog stands, and decaying residential districts. As John Kelly recently wrote in the Washington Post, the byproducts were illness, not only physical scourges such as tuberculosis and rickets, but also the societal scourge of crime. New, clean, carefully planned cities were to be the antidote to urban blight. The first idyllic new town, called Greenbelt, opened 75 years ago on what had been depleted Maryland tobacco fields. Two other so-called green towns, Green Hills near Cincinnati, Ohio, and Greendale near Milwaukee, Wisconsin, were built from scratch as well. All offered displaced Americans clean, new, cinder-block townhouses and single-family cottages. This was paradise to the lucky renters, but conservative critics saw the venture as a socialist menace. By 1949, the government had sold off all the property to families and private investors. Greenbelt is now a well-worn town of 22,000, engulfed by the sprawling Washington, D.C. metropolis. The idea behind it retains its appeal, and developers have built ecologically innovative green towns and planned communities elsewhere. But old Greenbelt and Green Hills and Greendale have retained their Art Deco touches and tightly knit neighborly feel from their hopeful beginnings in desperate times 75 years ago. I'm Ted Lanfair.